BBC News with Gareth Barlow. The leading US official dealing with infectious diseases, Anthony Fauci, has told a congressional hearing that the American system for coronavirus testing is inadequate. Dr. Fauci's comments contrasted with President Trump's earlier assertion that the US had what he called a tremendous testing setup. Global stock markets have been hit by spectacular falls due to the coronavirus, recording some of their biggest ever one-day losses. In New York, the Dow Jones Index closed 10% down after its worst day since the Black Monday market crash in 1987. European markets also saw double-digit falls. The coronavirus pandemic is affecting sports events around the world. The BBC has been told that the Formula One season-opening Australian Grand Prix has been called off. North America's National Basketball Association, the NBA, and the National Hockey League have suspended their seasons. The coronavirus has prompted the governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo, to ban all gatherings of more than 500 people. The announcement has forced the closure of Broadway shows. The US Defense Secretary Mark Esper says President Trump has given him the authority to do what needed to be done following a rocket attack on a base in Iraq that killed two American troops and a British soldier. The US believes Wednesday's attack was carried out by an Iranian-backed Iraqi militia group. South Sudan has a new cabinet 3 weeks after President Salva Kiir and the former rebel leader Riek Machar agreed to form a government. Ministerial jobs have been shared between the two sides in a move which is seen as a significant step in the peace process following years of conflict. And one of Pakistan's biggest media magnates has been arrested on corruption charges dating back to 1986. The charges against Mir Shakil Ur Rahman relate to the purchase of plots of land in Lahore. BBC News.